When I turned 70, I added running to my hometown Pittsburgh Marathon to my bucket list. When I reached the age of 80, after a decade of running in marathons and half marathons in Pittsburgh, I decided I'd still go for daily jogs, but my days of competitive running were over. All that changed a few years ago when our daughter Anne, who had joined me in most of my Pittsburgh Marathon runs, decided to celebrate her birthday by paying us a visit from her home in Charleston, South Carolina. When she discovered that the local For Kids' Sake Superhero 5K was scheduled out of Turley Park on the Saturday of her visit, she thought it would be fun if the old guy would come out of retirement and run with her in the 5K. The 5K was a great success, but I was hardly a superhero during the run. I struggled so often to keep my balance that when a police car drove by, the officer stopped and asked if I was okay. Minutes later, he came by again and asked if I was sure I was okay. With the help of Anne and a race volunteer to prop me up and a police escort, I managed to cross the finish line, but I swore I'd never try to run in another 5K. Once again, all that changed when my daughter Amy and her husband Dean moved from Santa Barbara to Carbondale after she accepted a position as gift coordinator at the SIH Foundation. Among the fundraisers sponsored by the SIH Foundation is a 5K for the Brain, a charitable event to raise money through the foundation to support SIH's impressive programs in preventing strokes and helping victims of strokes. I wanted to show my gratitude to the foundation for bringing Amy and Dean to Carbondale, so I decided that I would run a 5K one more time. I had also suffered a slight stroke 2 years ago, so the 5K for the Brain had another special meaning for me. I tried to convince myself that, like Aesop's tortoise, slow and steady finishes the race, and I also had Dean running with me to keep reminding me to pace myself. Unfortunately, my best laid plan didn't work out because we got the time for the beginning of the 5K wrong. As we pulled up in our car, the runners had already taken off, and I decided that I had to play catch-up. The run took place at Giant City Park along a single path that was mapped out, so the runners had to turn around halfway through the 5K and return along the same path. When I began to run, none of the other runners were in sight, but before I reached the halfway mark, all of the runners had passed me on their way back to the finish line. The first half of the 5K was mostly uphill, so the return run was mostly downhill, usually a boon for runners, but unfortunately not for me. When I reached the halfway turnaround, I had already pushed myself too hard. The result was that I was beginning to lose my balance and felt I was falling forward. Not a good thing when you're running downhill. One of the volunteers stationed at the turnaround was Jennifer Nikas, a registered nurse. When she saw my distress, she joined Dean in talking to me and keeping me on my feet as I tried to finish the 5K. Before she had to go back to her station, she called ahead to her 14-year-old son, Aaron, who was waiting for her at the finish line. He ran up the path to where Dean was holding my hand and took my other hand. The word finisher appears on each of the 10 medals that I have from the Pittsburgh Marathon. I was so determined at the 5K to cross the finish line on my own that when we were within 100 yards, I let go of the hands that were keeping me from falling over. When I crossed the finish line, the volunteers, who had patiently and kindly waited for me, burst into applause, and a few actually wanted to take their picture with me. When Amy and my much-relieved wife Anita approached me, Amy hung a medal around my neck and said it finished first in the 70 and over bracket. Of course, I was the only one in that bracket. That medal, featuring a brain with legs, sneakers, and a sweatband, now hangs at home in a place of honor with my medals from the Pittsburgh Marathon. This is Pete Peterson for WSIU Radio.